Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes Friday episode. Oh,
the weekend's here, Joe.
The weekend's here. Dom's not here though.
No, he's not. Do you know why?
He's counting all of his monies.
He's counting his wongar. Because the Christmas advert that we can now reveal was the Tesco's Christmas advert. It's a big day, that.
Big day.
Big day in the calendar. The Tesco's Christmas advert has gone live, which means Dom will get paid. We went for a meal with him the other week and we were asking him about, has he been paid yet? How does this work? He's like, if it doesn't go live, I don't get paid.
And
if he gets cut out of it, he doesn't get paid. And he hasn't been cut out of it.
He's there.
Yes. We'll be going through it properly with him, doing the watch along live on next week's episode when Dom is back. But if you want to get a little head start, make sure you go and check that out. But yeah, Dom is actually
in the advert.
Doing another audition.
Bloody hell.
He loves saying how shit he is, but my God, does the kid get auditions.
What does happen if he gets like a call to do a movie and he's just gone forever, do you think?
He's gone for weeks and months, yeah.
Oh my God.
It might happen one day. Fingers crossed it does.
And we're stuck with Ethan James.
Oh. Yep, I don't have much going on. I would like to be paid lots of money for a day's work.
Well, here's the thing, knowing what Dom got paid, we won't say, but knowing that he played he played a good part in it, he was in it.
He features in it.
You do have to wonder, what the hell... It's expensive to put an advert together.
They have hella budgets, don't they? Because if you've seen the advert, there's one guy who is the main character.
Yeah,
he's in every single scene.
Did you get it?
Yes.
I didn't. I had to watch it twice.
Well, it depends. Which version?
I watched the shorter version, which unfortunately Dom was only in for one split second.
Okay.
I've been told there is now a longer version.
In the longer version, he's very much I think his title is Friend, and he plays the role of Friend very well. But he's not the main character, which we know. But there's one guy who's the main character, and then there's Dom who kind of comes in and out.
Is he his mate?
He's his mate.
Are you getting any sort of like undertone little sexual things going on between him and the main guy?
Well, let's just say, I mean, we'll go through the whole thing like we said when Dom's back, but let's just say Dom knows how to hang a Christmas decoration. All I'll say.
As you say, he was handy with his baubles.
Exactly. Those baubles went up and they went up smooth. Okay. How are you?
I'm good. I've had an insanely busy week. Full of nerves, really.
Nerds? What, the little sweets?
No, but they are delicious. I'm going to speak about my wonderful trip to Wales on Tuesday's episode, so stay watching for that. But on Monday night...
Stay watching for 3 days for that, by the way. When it says stay watching, stay on YouTube until Tuesday.
Keep watching old episodes.
Yeah.
Please.
Brilliant. Future episodes.
On Monday night, I finally have to do my forfeit for coming last in my Fantasy Premier League. Now, the forfeit for being as rubbish as I was, and I was very poor last year.
Did you?
Not doing much better this year, if I'm honest. Are you doing your inhaler, as I tell you my story?
Ethan's doing hippie crack over
what
in the
corner. What are you doing?
Who do you think you are?
You've never done your inhaler on the pod.
Sorry. We tried something in the future of this episode that's quite spicy, I think. And it's really set off the ass of her.
Can I have a little blast on that?
Oh no, you tell your story. One last puff.
What would I do? What would it be like if I did that?
I think you'd just you'd go Violet Beauregard. And you just keep expanding.
Cheeky bastard.
Not anymore.
So the loser had to go and do 5 minutes of stand-up comedy at the Frog and Bucket.
It's such a classic, but such a horrendous forfeit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, I know obviously you're a little bit different because you do public eye stuff, but for a lot of people watching at home, public speaking, I think, is like listed as the number one most terrifying thing a human can do. I think when people do these polls, it's usually near the top. And not just is this public speaking, it's like, I'm really funny and I'm going to make you laugh.
Yeah, that is so tough because
it's horrible.
I think
the thing is, we've
been here with you now and being on the radio and stuff and doing my pub quizzes. Is if I just happen to be funny, people will sort of laugh along and like it. Whereas we could just sit here, me, you, and even just tell some stories and naturally we're funny. Whereas stand up, I had to say to everyone in that room, I'm funnier than all you lot. Yeah. I've got a microphone in my hand. And I found that terrifying.
So what was the setup? What was the form?
So the setup was, I'll tell you what, beforehand, me and Stephen went to do a wonderful gig for Danny Mack, who's a great comedian. He's got a lovely gig in Chester. And I wrote some really funny bits down about takeaways and how I love takeaways.
I think you mentioned this on the podcast about a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, and then, this was recently. This was 4 weeks ago. So I was ready for it. But what I didn't like is in my stand-up, the start of my set. Right. So I decided to change it a few days before. And I changed it, and I shouldn't have. So, because I've never tried this stuff out before, and it was very bad.
Was it Beat the Frog you were doing, wasn't it?
Yeah, so cards, all right? So I started off by doing some Remembrance Day jokes, because it's the 11th of November.
You did?
Yeah, so I said, if people don't laugh...
A little bit of a Jimmy Carr type character, aren't you?
Yeah, I said, if people don't laugh, they're probably having their own minute silence at me, which is nice of you. I got nothing. I was like, fuck.
Did you say that it was Remembrance Day?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah. That's how I said. Yeah.
It's always good to.
I think
do you know when you sort of mock the respect of dead soldiers?
Yeah,
that's a good place to go
on the anniversary of it.
Yeah, on the anniversary of it. I think that's a good place to start.
I said, if you're all having a minute silence, that's lovely. At that stage, I'm looking at people going, "Wow, this is mad," because I tell you what, I do like. I like how when I do some live stuff, when we do the live show, we aren't on a stage, so to speak. People are looking downwards at us.
Yeah.
But at the frog and the frog and bucket, you're looking down at them.
Yeah.
So it's even more scary. So I'm like, right, get into my routine that I've written that is new. My new routine hasn't gone down well, and I'm going to have to... Well, it did go down all right.
Did you get any laughs?
I got laughs.
Okay.
But the card holders, apparently, and this is what some of my mates said, were very harsh. And they were that harsh.
You got good mates.
They were that harsh that they got changed after.
Really?
Yeah, they
got into different outfits.
Into different card holders. They got booed. So some people said I could have survived maybe an extra 30 seconds.
So if you get to 5 minutes, you've beaten the frog.
Yeah.
And you get to walk off as a victor.
I am.
How far did you get?
I'm still scared. 2 minutes 30. I got bang on halfway.
You got halfway.
I didn't see the second half though.
Well, you know. You got hooked off at half time.
Hooked off at half time for doing a miserable performance.
How did it feel?
Awful. I'm talking about it now quite. It's like I've got to go do it again for some reason, but I don't. I kind of think, I wish I could have beaten it because I didn't say any of my funny takeaway stuff. I didn't get to it.
Yeah. But so what's. Well, give me one of the takeaway
lines. I don't want to get there yet. I don't want to do it again, Joe.
But you kind of think you're going to do it again.
No, don't. But I would like to beat that fucking frog.
Well, let's do it again then.
No, because some people were saying at the frog and bucket, you just need to have... Because I'm quite a story kind of guy.
Yeah.
The guy who won was very much like a joke after joke, like a one-liner kind of guy. Right. And he nailed it. Like, he was great. Whereas me, I'm telling a minute story and only the end is funny.
Well, that's when you have to do a little bit of punching up, I think they say, about the jokes.
Yeah.
So you get it. So you want to be making them laugh at least once every 30 seconds or so.
I tell you what, you can watch it. We'll stick it on Patreon. It. Like a Gogglebox style reaction video.
Yeah.
And we'll put it on Patreon.
Okay.
On Patreon only. There is a slight sensitivity around one of the jokes I've made. Because I created a joke and it's come true.
Yeah.
And that is a tease.
Yeah, so we'll me and Ethan are going to watch it, and you can watch it at home with us over on Patreon. Click the link in the description. If you want to see Joe's 2.5 minutes of stand-up and mine and Ethan's reaction to it, click the link, join the Patreon. You get loads of extra stuff as well there. You get extra voting on the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup. You get extra content, loads of good stuff. It's really... I mean,
Can I be nowhere near you, please?
Okay. Will you do a separate video?
No, I will not be doing a video.
And what's it called? A director's cut?
Yeah.
Where you kind of talk over it yourself?
Yeah, I will be.
Okay, we'll do it.
Basically, the final... The story I get to, and I've never told this story on the podcast, but it went viral on another podcast, so I thought, that must be funny. I'll lead with that as a story.
Yeah.
And it was when we, as a family, we used to do... So, like, there's a takeaway near us called the Gatley Tandoori. Amazing. Have you heard this story? No. The Gatley Tandoori give you merch with every order you buy.
You have to tell
the story. So I tell the story of us getting a big enough order in. I think it was like over 200 quid. And they gave us...
So what did everyone else have?
Everyone else, they could have my leftovers. And they gave us a Galli Tandoori clock.
Right, you've won countdown.
Yeah.
The Galli Tandoori clock. Tandoori clock.
Right, and let me get this out. So the Galli Tandoori clock, unfortunately, had no numbers, just curries. So for 2 years of my life, my mum would shout out what time it was in curries rather than numbers. That's so funny. If we were late for school, it was chicken madras. You know what I mean?
This is funny. This is good stuff.
I didn't get to any of it, though. I started talking about playing a man versus fat football game.
That's like, there's a funny story in there. That's a good, that's yeah. good stand-up, that.
But guess what? It gets better.
Better or worse?
It gets better for us, Sloppy Joes. I'll never do stand-up again. However,
I think you will.
After that clip went viral last week, Galli Tandoori messaged me and said, look what's coming for Christmas.
Oh my god,
the clock's back.
There's another Galli Tandoori clock. Can we get one in here?
Yeah, he's going to deliver it.
There's the Galli Tandoori,
clock. We'll put it in, we'll slide
so
it in.
So you've got Buna, Masala, Korma, Vindaloo, Dansak, Balti, Makani.
What time's Dansak you gonna forget?
Dansak is 4.
Oh my god.
What time are you back? 4:15 Dansak. It's really funny
it's
stuff.
It's funny.
It's good stuff. I think if you wanted to, you could even take that clock on stage.
Do you think? Yeah, like a prop.
I don't know if I would, but it's an option for you. Passanda.
But I can't explain the nerves behind it. Like, I get buzzed for the live shows. I get buzzed for the quizzes. I get buzzed for, you know, this. Yeah. There was just, I mean, I can't tell you how much I made that balcony stink for my farts.
What balcony?
My nervous guffs.
Balcony?
So they say to all the acts, you're standing on the little balcony bit. My nervous guffs were horrific.
Really?
I had leftover fajitas that morning.
Left over
fajitas that morning.
That needs to be flagged up.
He didn't say that, does he?
Fajitas.
Ethan, come in here, please.
Flag it up.
What are you saying, boy?
Leftover fajitas.
Leftover
fajitas.
Fajitas.
Yeah.
As in.
Yeah.
As in.
There's peppers, chicken, onions.
In a little
wrap.
Yeah, fajitas.
Or fwap, as it should be
fajitas.
Called.
Fajitas. Or fajitas. If you want to be a bit silly with it. But fajitas is too close to getting it right that you didn't need to do it. Carry
anyway,
on.
My guffs were horrific.
Weirdly, this is one of those odd sort of twists of fate. I bumped into you when you're on your way there.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because how often do we bump into each other? Maybe once every 6 months? It's rare that I'd see you by accident.
Yeah.
And you were on
I
your
actually,
way there.
Yeah. I looked terrified, didn't I?
You did look terrified. You were classic. You had the black trainers on, black jeans.
Yeah.
Fleece. Hello.
Hello.
Fleecy boy. You look good. You look scared.
Can I tell you a good thing that happened afterwards?
Go on.
You'll love this.
I love this.
This is day one on my Huel diet Monday.
I thought you said you were doing it like 2 weeks ago.
Anyway, afterwards, I felt sorry for myself. And what's next door to the Frog and Bucket?
It's not Galli Tandoori, is it?
The Wayfarer, my favourite part of Guinness in Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
Went in there.
I was going to say, because the other side is a brothel. Well, so I
don't know. You don't know the end of the story. No, I went in there, sank my misery, actually, but then I was a little bit like, oh, do you know what? It's done now. Thank God for that. Yeah. I had about 4 pints of Guinness. Went to get the train. As I'm getting the train, the chippy lad, do you know on the runway up, there's now a new chippy there.
Yeah.
Said hello to him. Said, what have you got quick and easy? Because I'm starving on the way up. He said, I'll give you a pick and mix of £5. I said, deal.
Wow.
£5, he just started lobbing stuff in a box.
I know him.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
He's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
Because I went in there the other week and I wanted chips, sausage, curry sauce.
Ooh.
And he went, what curry do you want? And I don't, what do you mean? He went, we've got English, we've got Chinese, and we've got Irish.
I wonder if we did a blind taste test now, if we could get any of them spot on.
I've never heard of Irish. Sometimes they say, do you want English or Chinese curry? I've never heard Irish.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So,
do good curry sauce.
So, what did I do? A blind taste test.
Irish.
I know what I'll do. I'll get you a little bit of each on 3 forks. You can taste them. Tell me what you like and I'll put that on you.
Oh, brilliant.
It's
a great... is a great addition to the Piccadilly Stretch.
But him being so friendly and nice and, like, keen... made me want to go back in there. So, can I get some bits on there? Yeah, no problem, mate. Chucking them.
Nice.
The taste tested the Chinese curry. Was wonderful, by the
way. Where is it? Yeah,
little extra spicy on there. The
species. Spice. His.
The Irish one, more apple-y. Or was that the English one?
I don't know.
But it was really good, and he's great.
He is great.
So what was in the £5 pick and mix?
2 scallops.
Two. As many as 2 scallops. One is enough.
Steak and kidney pudding. And a battered sausage.
Oh, what a bloody meal that is. That's really good.
I felt awful after it.
Yeah, you will.
Huel diet day one, down the pan.
So, are you on the Huel diet now?
Today's day two. Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday today. I thought you said Monday was day one.
Well, I fucked it Monday, didn't I? I went to the Frog and Bucket, drank four pints of Guinness, and had a pick and mix from a fish and chip shop.
So you had Huel yesterday then for the first time?
Yeah.
Talk me through that.
So you get a shaker, don't you?
Right.
You put... A scoop is 200 calories. So they say put two scoops in it.
You bought half a dozen in, didn't you, boy?
No. I put two scoops in
okay,
it.
Okay, fine.
Sorry about the...
So what's that, about 500 calories?
No, 200 calories a scoop. 400 calories. You weren't far off. Congratulations.
I was within a margin of error, wasn't I?
You were so close, actually. I shouldn't have really flagged it. You drink it, and then the awful thing is, that's it.
What do you mean?
Well, that's it.
Just wait till lunch now.
So
what does it...
And I can drink quick.
Well, you don't need to, though.
Yeah, I know I don't need to, but it just happens, doesn't it?
Oh, right, you do drink quick, then.
I do drink quick.
What flavour is it?
I went for coffee caramel.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Becky went for chocolate.
Yeah, classic.
She says she loves it.
So is it, what's in it then?
All your good nutrients, what, apparently.
Does it just taste like a protein shake?
I don't know what protein shake tastes like. I got the black edition. It's gluten-free.
Black edition?
Yeah. Shall we get it up? I'll get it for you up now. Huel, the black edition. What isn't in it?
Chips.
I fucking wish.
Probably. I'll tell you what isn't in it. Two scallops, a steak and kidney pudding and a sausage.
Yeah, you told me. Right, so what is in this black edition? Nutrients and ingredients. Okay, from the coffee caramel. Has it got vitamin A? Of course it has. D, yes it does. E, K, didn't even know there was a K.
Yeah.
C, has it got vitamin BD? Yes.
BD.
Volate. What's that? Volate. Bitumen. Potassium.
I think you just meant to say vitamin.
Copper. Zinc.
What,
iron.
Statue of Liberty.
Magnesium. Yes, please. It's got all that.
Wow. Any protein in there? Because where are the...
Oh, yeah, protein. Yeah, protein. Protein.
How many?
4.4
grams.
In 100 grams.
Okay, so no, then. Where's the calories coming from here? Carbs.
Don't know. 88% protein, it says. Have I read that right, then?
I don't know, 4 grams for 100 grams can't work out, can it? Because if it's 88% protein, there should be 88 grams per 100 grams. Anyway, how did you feel after it?
Yeah, it's a bit depressing, isn't it? But some people have said they lost loads of weight. Everyone who's done it has said they've lost weight, and that's fair play. Dom said he'd do it. Dom called me out over text.
What's he said,
let's see who can lose the most weight by Christmas.
Well, I think he's got a little bit of a head start, let me put it that way. Well, helping hand.
From you?
Not from me.
From who?
From your friend of mine, the National Health Service. I'll say no more.
He's got gastric band.
I'll say no more.
Has he?
I'll say no more, mate.
Shit the bed.
Ethan James, how have you been?
He won't like that, will he? Because the only thing that keeps him happy is food.
Well,
I know he can't.
I ain't got a gastric band, but he can tell you when he comes.
Oh, a Zempic.
No, maybe. I wish.
Wonder if he can siphon me off a bit. What, if anyone knows how to get any, just DM us.
I think you'd look so scary and horrible if you lost like 4 stone. Do you know if you entered like, if you were like low, do you know on BMIs? Do you know there's like underweight, normal, obese, oh my God. If you somehow got into, I'm joking, morbidly obese, whatever, you're not that. If you somehow got to like the skinny end of normal, but not underweight, like, what would you look like? I think it would be really sad to look at.
What do you think, Ethan?
Ooh,
sad to look at.
I don't think it would be right. There's some things in on earth.
You work with a man who is on a massive weight loss journey. Yeah, do you think he looks like right, Mr. Stephen House?
He looks so much better.
He looks better. The thing with Steve though is, and like everything's a contrast, but it's not. Steve was as an adult from about 18 to about 28, weighed about 185 pounds. So he's had long spells of being an adult and being sort of average kind of weight. Has that been the case with you?
No, but since you've known him, he's not been that, has he?
No, that's true.
So you can't start talking about a time where you've never met him.
I've seen pictures of him and footage of him.
You've seen pictures
of him?
He's always been in our life slightly heavier, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah.
And now he's not anymore.
He used to weigh way more than you. How much do you weigh?
I don't know. I haven't weighed myself in a while.
He used to weigh like 290 pounds, and now he weighs 203 pounds.
That's mad.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mad, really. Stephen House, by the way, said he's up for coming on the podcast to me yesterday, so... We can get him on and we can talk about this. He can be kind of your dietitian.
Yeah,
that'd be incredible for a day.
I'll stick to Huel. Stick to the Guinness diet.
What are you doing?
One thing that would look different that I noticed about Steve, which look, your beard would be a different shape.
Would it?
Yeah.
What kind of shape would it be? Point,
yeah.
Just like a more chiseled look, so you'd have a more chiselly beard.
No.
So that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be nice, that. I'd do like a chiselled beard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's chiselly now, in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
But it's be, because it would be... But if you think, if the quilt is laid on a different shape bed, the quilt looks a different shape. I think that's what he's getting.
That's a better way of putting it than I was. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But isn't it always... You can't put it always rectangle?
Well, if you put a tablecloth over, let's say, this table, cut to the wide, it's going to look different to if you put the tablecloth over, you know, a sort of single desk like you would get in an American high school. Isn't it? I think that's the point.
Do you think?
Making. Yeah. Your beard is basically a tablecloth for your chin. Isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a huge difference between this and a really thin...
But you get the point I'm making. Everything will look different about you. I don't know if I want to see it.
Well, the thing is, it's tricky, isn't it? With Christmas coming up.
Yeah. We don't need to lose weight, though. You look... The way you
I'm
should look.
Asked. You always do this. Every like 6 weeks, you sort of analyse it, and then you try not to take the mick, but you are at the same time. And then you go, but actually, you're just great with who you are. And deep down, over the last 5 minutes, all you've really been saying is, you're a big boy.
It's not true, Joe.
It is true.
We really love you the way you are.
Whatever, Ethan. You've been accused of something.
Oh yeah,
and
terrible.
It's not that.
What's this?
Oh, it's not good stuff at all.
What's happened?
Well, you'll be delighted to hear it all surrounds a good part of my life, which is I just had a little holiday.
Ooh.
Congratulations. Thank More of that you. On Tuesday's episode.
Yep, so we went to a place called Boomer Village, okay, in Northumberland.
Boomer Village?
Okay, Boomer, as the kids say.
Yeah, full of old people who can't get their head around tech. Right?
really good.
And
is that how it's spelled? Is that B-O-O-M-E-R?
B-E-U-M-E-R.
Oh, very good. Very good.
B-E-U. And when we were there, it was for my stepdad's 65th, so in a wee little cottage over there.
Lovely.
And then what we decided to do is go on a big long walk down the beach.
Brilliant.
Nice. What did you get your stepdad, by the way, sorry?
So when I went to see him, we went for this walk down the beach, and the objective...
You stepped over
You asked him a question. What did you get? 65 as well. It's a big one. It's like basically it's nice, the 18th that. Because you enter a new era of you get your state pension, maybe you retire. 65
bus pass.
Is a big birthday. Bus pass. What did you get? Big present, probably.
The beach is full of sea glass.
Did you not get him anything?
Do you know what? I know you didn't get him anything. How tight is that?
65th. And also, you had a week off leading up to it, so you had loads of time to go to the shops.
It's on its way.
Go on.
Tell us what it is then.
Nah.
Can't, can you?
Are you going to get him anything?
Are you going to get him out?
Well, I can't get him beers or chocolate. He's had too many of them.
Right.
Maybe
we didn't say you had
some
to.
Kind of pork.
You're going to get some kind of. The only gift you could possibly think for your stepdad who's 65 is pork.
Beers, chocolate and pork. Who is he? Fucking King Charles.
Buy him like a full pig maybe then.
Yes.
So he can do what he wants.
He would love animals.
No, he can just spit roast it, you know.
Oh, even worse. Someone else is involved.
No.
Ooh. So the glass is on the beach. Sea glass is what you call it. We'll be walking along there. And what we decided to do was pick it up and put it in a bag to create a big lamp or something one day with it. Yeah? So all the different colours on the beach, you can get white glass.
Don't just stop there.
Transparent.
Can I say blue? To anyone who doesn't know, is sea glass something like that happened when the factories used to pump shit into the sea near you and then hence sea glass is created?
That's a good question.
It's a really good question. This glass will definitely be man-made glass that goes into the sea, is softened up by the sea, the corners are rounded, and it's washed up on the shore.
Nice.
And it's so we're essentially litter picking and having a great, great time.
Great, great time.
So you don't know where the glass came from, though, but it seems to be prevalent there. Probably is what you said.
I'm sure there's some
recycling centre.
People dumping stuff and then that's how the glass.
Yeah, it's got to be in it.
So I found some fantastic bits, but then power overcame me, and I realised that I wanted full control of this exhibition. So though there was six of us going along the speech picking up the glass,
name him.
There was Leanne.
Who's
Francis,
Leanne?
Neve's mum, Neve.
You led with Leanne. You fancy Leanne?
No, no, I don't fancy.
Who would Leanne. If I said name the six? You led with Leanne. Yeah.
That's like naming the seven dwarfs and starting with like Frisky or whatever he's called, like one of the lesser known dwarfs.
Frisky,
yeah, Grumpy,
no.
Dopey, Frisky,
no,
Tipsy.
No. And then there was John and me, Mam and me. So that's definitely not six, but definitely a good bunch of humans on that beach.
Brilliant.
And I took real control of this exhibition with the bag of glass. And I said, so Justin would waddle over and he'd say, "Oh, I found this really good piece." And then me and Neve would be like, "Stop right there, Glass Mafia. We'll decide what's a good piece. Thank you very much, Justin." So we'd have a little look at what he's offering. He'd hold his piece up. And then if it was shite, I'd spit on it and throw it away.
You'd spit on it?
I'd spit on it and him. Just put him in his place. No shit glass, Justin. Smell me fingers. Go about your day.
Smell my fingers. Mean? That's Leanne.
No, no. Oh, God. Well, they are together. But no. That's all. But,
what, your fingers are still together?
Your fingers
Oh, yes. And anyway.
Sorry, I can hear a noise.
I
can hear a noise.
Is. Oh, I don't know what that is.
What is it?
Just a phone.
What does it say on your phone?
It says, Joey Barton, so let me get this right, a father of... has been jailed for 3 years.
All right, stop. Joey fucking Barton.
Anyway. Have you got notifications turned on for Joey Barton?
Nah, I don't know what happened. Anyway.
Who are you?
So, it's just Twitter.
Whenever Joey Barton tweets, you get a notification.
No, I don't have a notification. I don't know why that's happened.
Speaking of getting glassed in Newcastle, bloody hell. Oh. Joey Barton's right at
Jesus,
the top of the list.
Jesus, that's funny.
That's a big coincidence. Anyway, let me just... to tell you what happens. So we put all the glass together, some brilliant pieces. I found the best bit, the blue bit. We get to the pub after a good 5 mile hike, glass on the table, having a look at the glass. People think it's dog shit who sat next to us because it's in a dog poo bag. Oh. I had to affirm them.
No,
we're
dog
not
shit
that
here.
Bizarre. Yeah. So we're having a few beers and then we realise we can't get, the rain's pouring down. So we can't get back down the beach as the tide might possibly be coming in and would get swept away and it would be all over.
You'd be dead, Jesus.
So
you'd just wash up as little bits of glass, wouldn't you? Your fucking glasses. Oh. And then the next generation of people would spit on that and throw it back in the sea, wouldn't they?
Well, it'd be full circle. So we're in the pub and a few beers for my stepdad's 65th. He's in the Lyman's soda too early. And we send my stepdad back to walk along the beach to go get the car.
Happy birthday.
On his fucking birthday,
I can't believe
he has to go walk 5 miles by himself, I guess.
At high tide, lest
at
we forget.
At high tide.
So he's waist high in the fucking North Sea on his birthday, trying not to step on glass to walk and get the car that you could have just gone and got.
But you're not going to believe this, he survives.
Yeah, well, so, thank God.
So, imagine he hadn't, and that's how he tells
yeah,
us at the end of this story. Go on.
So he gets back to the house, gets the car, comes to pick us up. Not enough space in the car for all of us. He's going to have to do another run. Problem occurring. The pints are continuing to flow for the James, right, as he's there.
He gets mouthy after a few, doesn't he?
He does. Oh, and he's already in mafia mode, 3 pints. So God knows where
he is. And he's showing it off in front of Leanne as well.
He is. He wants Leanne to love him.
Well, me, Justin loves a pint, and so does Neve. So we're having a few ones. But there's a problem arising. The barmaid, who's been grumpy throughout, has really took a dislike to us.
You're joking.
So me and Neve pop outside for a little drink while she's doing the vape.
Brilliant.
She closes the blinds on us. Not good. She's not liking us. So we waddle back inside to go see Justin. And the woman says to us, "You're in a really awkward position there, sir, at the bar. You're kind of in my way." We're like, "We're so sorry, we'll move." She then says to us, "Could you put this candle on the table behind you, please? This empty candle." And I make the comment to Neve, because Neve works in hospitality, a manager at a brilliant, brilliant bar in Newcastle.
What was it called?
Called Above.
Above, nice.
Looks above the whole city. It's lovely. And I jokingly just say to her, out of context, oh, you should maybe put the candle on the table, Niamh, because you're good at that. Barmaid loses her head. That's really misogynistic of you to speak to her like that. I'm like, oh, no. I promise you, she works in hospitality. It's misogynistic. You shouldn't be speaking to women like that. It was a cold, cold moment to take after I put down my cold, then? Cold beer.
What happens then? What happens then? Do you have an argument with her, or is she? Well, she's just fuming with you.
Try to explain the humour that it's just gone all sour now. So I put down the Guinness down my neck, pop myself in the car. And then off we go back home to get more on the booze.
Yeah. What was that pub called?
Oh, it was called the Red Lion.
Brilliant. That's coming up on Tuesday's show.
Oh, nice.
What?
Oh, it is.
We'll talk about it.
Double
later.
Red Lion.
What is that? I don't know about that.
The pub that I work at. Ethan was there on Tuesday, Wednesday.
Was it?
Mm.
That's a shame, though, isn't it, Ethan? Why do you think she didn't like you before that? She was probably saying horrible shit, weren't you?
No, yeah, she was a bit
throwing sand all over her pub with the fucking chicken your glass out with your dog shit.
Nah, she was.
That's getting caught.
I think you should just bleep it, okay, Ethan, and just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Because I feel like we should put our reaction in and you should just guess what he said.
You should maybe apologise as well to her.
Right, I've got something that you lot need to eat.
It is the Christmas time, as people like to call it. The Christmas time.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Christmas time with me, Joe Smith, and over there, Joe McGrath. And today on the Christmas time, we're going to be trying one of the big chain's Christmas items. We're going to start with McDonald's, but at home I want people to, if you see Burger King have got some sort of, I don't know, turkey burger, or at KFC there's a turkey burger, for instance, or maybe delicious. Greg's have done a delicious turkey burger.
Turkey burger.
Let us know and we will try them in the weeks leading up to Christmas. We're going to start with McDonald's. This isn't Christmassy by any means, but it is part of their new menu. Joe, talk me through it. You've been seeing it online.
I've been seeing this going everywhere. In fact, I heard one of my favourite podcasters called Paul McCaffrey say he's probably...
The Beatles?
No, saying it's probably one of the best burgers he's ever had from this chain. Wow. It came out last week and it's called... So it's got nothing to do with actual Christmassy flavours, but it's called the Spicy Double Cheeseburger. So, let me tell you what it is. It is... It is double cheeseburger with jalapenos and a spicy sauce.
Hallowed be thy name.
A spicy relish, you should say. Not bad. What's different, as you might see...
Making a bit Jesus-y in that.
Is there's actually two slices of cheese on there. And I believe, Ethan, am I right, on a double cheeseburger, there's only one slice of cheese?
Why? Yes, that is correct.
As if you're passing that question on to him when you're the person who would know. That's like Ronald McDonald.
Would you know that on a double cheeseburger there's only one slice of cheese?
I wouldn't know that.
Have I stunned you?
I don't think stunned, but certainly intrigued.
So, what we'd like you to do, if you stumble across any of the big boys putting up their Christmas food, let us know and we would eat that on the Friday show in the run-up to Christmas. Obviously, Tuesday saved for the World Cup. Friday, what's up? We got all Christmassy. Right, let me have a look. I mean, Ethan, you haven't a bite yet?
Oh, no, mine's still in the paper.
So what you normally get on a double cheeseburger is double cheese, miniature onion, ketchup, mustard. Don't you? Mm-hmm. Gherkin. Mm-hmm. There's no ketchup and mustard on this. It's all been replaced by that spicy sort of chilli sauce and the gherkins. So you're losing some of that classic McDonald's burger taste that comes with the ketchup and the mustard. Do you mind losing that in favour of the spice?
I have enjoyed my first bite of this spicy burger. I wouldn't say... I think when it comes to big brands like McDonald's and KFC, the term spicy is quite... It could sort of mean anything, really.
It can, can't it?
Because you've got to understand, some people think, like, pepper's spicy. Mm. That's their level. Not Peppa Pig. I'm trying Peppa Pig. But a jalapeno might be too far for them. Mm. But for me... That is good. I'm not missing the mustard. I'm not missing the ketchup. That is a good burger.
What do you think, Ethan?
Well, I must say, the double cheeseburger and the cheeseburger in general from McDonald's is a brilliant staple piece of the McDonald's menu. Mm-hmm. And they lack very often spicy options. I know they've got that spicy chicken burger, but it's not one to get you too excited. KFC exists, for God's sake. You're not going to go there. But I am enjoying this. I've enjoyed they've kept the gherkin as well as the jalapeno.
Yeah, I like
combined that. That keeps the traditional McDonald's double cheeseburger taste.
I'm with you.
I would like a little bit more of a tomato-y feeling, I feel, despite the hot sauce being fantastic. But this is a real treat.
Would this get into our classic 9 out of 10 club if we were doing it?
I don't think it's 9 out of 10. Sorry, my math is so full.
Really? You don't think it's 9 out of 10?
No.
Ethan, do you think it's 9 out of 10?
Because, I'll tell you why it's not. Sorry, Ethan, go on.
It's very good, let me tell you that. I don't know. I feel the staple piece double cheeseburger is valuable of the 9 out of 10. I prefer the double over the triple and over the single.
Lose it.
I think the problem with this, it's good and I will be buying more. But the thing that this doesn't have, that the double cheeseburger has or the triple has, is that nostalgia built into it. When I buy a double cheeseburger from McDonald's, because let's be honest, McDonald's don't make the best burgers in the world, but what they make,
Ethan, we've just handed him a new burger, and do you know what he's missing? Nostalgia.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Well, does that mean nothing new can ever be good? Because I've just really
No, not when you're reviewing a restaurant that plays so heavily on nostalgia. Because what I taste when I eat a double cheeseburger or a triple cheeseburger, even though the triple's new, it's got the same flavour, is being sat in the car on the way to the airport to go on holiday, or coming home from work with my mum and she just fancies a cheeseburger and a milkshake and we get one. Like that all comes into play when I'm having a double cheeseburger. Mm. Being a kid, going out with my mates and scrounging a quid together from the money you found on the floor or whatever and getting a burger. This now makes me just have to review it as a straight burger
because
it doesn't taste like memories.
Back
so
in the day.
McDonald's, yeah, exactly. So McDonald's don't do the best burgers. This is a very good burger, and it might even be a better burger than the double cheeseburger.
But it doesn't have the nostalgia.
But because I'm losing something, it doesn't hit me in the same place. So I think this is a 7.5 or an 8 out of 10, which is actually really good for a McDonald's burger, but it's lacking that key element to take it into a 9. But it's a really good burger,
and I think the spice is actually all right.
It's a good level.
It's a good level of spice.
Yeah, it's a really nice burger.
It's
that.
Good. It's very good. It's not 9 out of 10. It's worth a try if you like your spicy burgers and stuff, isn't it? Good.
What are we looking for the next few weeks? Because I think we should declare who's the king of Christmas food-wise. What do we want to see?
Bing Crosby.
What? Yeah.
Of the food world.
Yeah. What do we want to see?
I want to see some mulling spice.
Yeah, nice.
Won't go a bloody miss. I want to see creative use of cranberry sauce.
Yeah, well, that's got to be key, hasn't it?
Yeah, I want to see stuffing. You say
I think stuffing's been on the back burner for too long, you know.
Your marjoram. I think someone needs to come out with a big crispy stuffing. Like it seems like all the stuffing's cooked in like the oven or the microwave.
Yeah.
I want to see stuffing balls in the deep fat fryer. So we've got a crispy, crunchy stuffing on a burger.
That's
something
nice.
Like that. My mouth is watering at the.
It could be the year of the sprouts.
Who's holding them back? Only themselves.
I walked through the Christmas markets, and I think we should do a Sloppy Joe's Christmas market special, possibly.
Completely agree. For patience.
And I saw deep fried sprouts on the menu somewhere.
Brilliant.
It's good. What you? What?
No, but if you want something deep fried and you want a treat, you don't want to go down the sprout avenue. No.
What's down there? What's down there?
Just sadness.
Bean sprouts.
Guffs.
Lost potential of other fried goods.
What's the ultimate fried good then, Ethan?
Have you ever tried tempura broccoli?
So close to sprouts.
I mean,
of all the things he could have picked.
If I put tempura on sprouts, would you be happy?
No, I find it far too sickly. I didn't finish. Far too sickly.
Oh, right. He hated broccoli. I'll tell you what, he brought you down there. The Sprout Avenue.
Sprout
and he
Alex.
Beat you up on the way, didn't
you,
he?
You done me there.
You got blindsided. you got enticed down.
So have you ever had tempura broccoli? Yes, I have.
Shite.
It's really nice.
If I'm there, disguised down this avenue.
Here we go.
And I'm going, ooh, have you ever tried the broccoli? And then what you did there was like, come on, let's go have a look down here. Aha! It's the broccoli, it's the Brussels Avenue. Brussels?
Sprout.
Sprout. You've been done there.
I've been done. Sorry, let me ask you again. What's the best thing to fry and carry on with what you were saying? Sorry.
I'd probably say fish.
Sure. Yeah. Okay,
I've
sure.
tried tempura prawns.
Oh my god.
That's sensational.
Make some of the best sushi as well, a tempura prawn.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is our journey through the Christmas food. Do get in touch where we should be going.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'd say I'd give that 8 out of 10. Mm. I will go back.
It's a good burger, that.
It's a good burger.
I will be having that again. I might get one later today.
Right then.
Really
thank you everyone for watching.
Thank you.
Don't bang sure with us next Friday.
Yeah, make sure you join the Patreon as well, because that exclusive video of, I mean, any of the Christmas market stuff, and also yeah, Joe's yeah. little venture.
The escapade to stand up.
To stand up.
I farted too many times.
Right. See you later.
Wait, scary.
Oh, ta-ra, see you.